Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a drum and bass top loop and turn it into a rag-infused chaos layer in Ableton Live 12. So instead of just letting a loop sit there and do its normal job, we're going to push it into that jungle and dubby territory, where it adds movement, tension, attitude, and a little bit of controlled madness to the track. This is an intermediate technique, and the big idea here is simple. We are not trying to fix the loop. We're trying to weaponize it. We want something that can drive energy before a drop, add motion to a break, support rag vocal moments, and keep the drums feeling alive without cluttering the low end. First thing, choose the right loop. You want a top loop with hats, shakers, cymbals, percussion, or the top end of a break. Ideally, it's got very little kick and snare information, because this is going to live above your main drum pattern. A loop around 170 to 175 BPM works great for drum and bass, and a bit of swing or human feel is actually a good thing. What you want to avoid is a muddy loop with heavy low mids, or a full break that already has too much kick and snare baked into it, unless you're ready to filter it hard. Once you've got the loop into Ableton, turn on warp and get it locked to the project tempo. If it's a tight drum loop, beats mode is usually a good starting point. If it's more textured or noisy, tones or complex can work, but only use complex if you really need it. The goal is to keep the groove punchy. If the loop feels a little off, don't be afraid to place warp markers manually on important transients. A loop that feels slightly too busy in solo can actually sit perfectly once it's filtered and mixed with the rest of the drums. Before you get into the fun stuff, clean it up. Drop in an EQ 8 first and high pass the loop somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. In many cases, something around 240 Hz with a fairly steep slope is a solid starting point. If there's harshness, make a gentle cut somewhere in the 3 to 6 kHz range. And if the loop is fizzing too much on top, you can roll off a little air above 12 or 14 kHz. The idea is to make this feel like a top texture, not something competing with your snare crack or your main hats. Now we start shaping it. One of the best ways to do that is by slicing the loop. You can right-click and use Slice to New MIDI Track, which is great if you want to rearrange fragments, trigger stutters, or play with different rhythmic versions in a drum rack. Slice by transients if it's a break-style loop, or by fixed values like 1/8 or 1/16 if you want more control. If you prefer to stay on audio, you can manually cut the clip at transients, move slices around, reverse a few tiny pieces, and create your own glitchy edits. A classic DNB trick is to duplicate one small slice and repeat it rapidly for a machine gun-style top burst right before a drop. Now let's build the FX chain. A good practical order is EQ8, Auto Filter, Saturator, Redux or Drum Bus, Echo, Utility, and then optionally Gate or Beat Repeat. You don't need every single device every time, but that order gives you a strong starting point. Auto Filter is where we make the loop breathe. Put it after the EQ and use it to create movement over the phrase. A band pass or high pass filter can work really well here. Add a bit of resonance, maybe somewhere around 20 to 40%, and then automate the cutoff. For that rag a chaos feel, start with the loop a little closed down in the intro, then open it up as you approach the drop. You can even slam the filter shut just before the drop for a moment of tension. That pull open, pull back motion is a huge part of the effect. Next is saturator. This adds grit, density, and a little extra bite. Start with a drive of maybe 2 to 6 dB and keep soft clip on. If you need more aggression, go harder, but always listen for harshness. The important thing is to saturate after you've removed the unnecessary low end, so you're not just amplifying mud. On a top loop, saturation helps it cut through the mix without needing to be louder. For more damage, add Redux or Drum Bus. Redux gives you that crunchy, slightly broken digital edge. Keep the downsampling and bit reduction fairly subtle at first, maybe with a dry/wet of 10 to 35%. Drum Bus is a little more controlled and can be great if you want the loop to feel tougher rather than just more destroyed. On a top loop, focus more on transients and crunch, and keep boom low or off. You want energy and attack, not extra low-end weight. Now we add space. Echo is perfect for raga and dub influence. Use it either on the track or as a send. Try timing values like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16, and keep feedback moderate, maybe around 15 to 35%. High pass the delayed signal, so the echoes stay out of the low end, and keep the modulation subtle. This is where you can get those nice little delay throws on the last hit of a phrase. A chopped hat, a rim, or a vocal-like percussion slice can suddenly jump out and trail into the next section. That's the sort of dub pressure that makes the arrangement feel alive. If the loop starts feeling too loose, a gate can tighten it back up. You can use it to catch only the stronger hits, and if you want even more rhythmic control, beat repeat can create the wild, glitchy moments. But use beat repeat with restraint. Interval values of half a bar or a full bar, a small grid like 1/16 or 1/32, and a low chance setting are usually enough. Think of it as a fill tool, not a permanent effect. One or two moments in a section is usually all you need. At the end of the chain, use utility to check stereo width. If the loop is a bit too wide and facey, pull it back to around 80 or 90%. If it's only acting as an airy top layer, you can widen it a little, but always check mono. In club music, especially drum and bass, wide is good only if it still translates properly. Now here's the thing that really makes this work. Automation. Static FX chains are fine, but the real energy comes from movement over time. Automate the filter cutoff, the saturator drive, the echo feedback or wet level, the redux amount, or the beat repeat on and off. A simple 8-bar plan works really well. Bars 1 to 4, filtered and restrained. Bars 5 to 6, more open, a little more drive. Bar 7, a glitch or repeat fill. Bar 8, delay throw or a little swirl into the drop. That's enough to make the loop feel like it's performing, not just looping. You can also think in phrases. Don't leave the loop running forever without variation. Try 2 bars on, 2 bars off, then bring in a new version. That keeps the groove from flattening out. And always leave room for the snare. In ragga and jungle-inspired mixes, the snare often carries a lot of the energy, so if your top loop is too dense around 2 to 5 kHz, it can blur the backbeat. The loop should support the drums, not fight them. A really strong move here is to resample the result once it feels good. Print the processed loop to audio. That gives you way more control. You can trim it, reverse tiny sections, move hits exactly where you want them, and commit to the sound instead of endlessly tweaking. This is one of the best workflow habits you can build in Ableton Live 12. Here's a quick practical exercise. Load a top loop around 174 BPM. Warp it, high pass at around 240 Hz, add auto filter and automate the cutoff over 4 bars, then add saturator with around 3 to 5 dB of drive. Put echo on with a dotted eighth delay and moderate feedback. Add beat repeat only on the last half bar, then duplicate the loop. Reverse one slice, remove a few hits, and repeat one fragment twice. Resample the result, and rearrange it so the last bar ends with a fill into the drop. That's a really good way to hear how this technique works in context. If you want to push it further, try making 3 versions of the same top loop. One clean support version, with just light EQ and subtle saturation. One ragga chaos version with stronger filtering, chopped slices, heavier grit, and delay throws. And one dub transition version with more space, fewer hits, and filtered tails. Use the same source loop for all 3, resample each one, and drop them into the arrangement to hear how the energy changes. That contrast is huge. So the core takeaway is this. Start with a solid top loop, clean it up, slice or reshape it, add controlled distortion and delay, automate movement, and keep it focused on the top end. Use EQ8, auto filter, saturator, redux, drum bus, echo, gate, beat repeat, and utility as your main tools. If you do it right, the loop won't just sit on top of the track. It'll drive the energy, bring in ragga attitude, and make your drum and bass arrangement feel properly alive. All right, next step. Open Ableton, grab a top loop, and start turning that clean rhythm into chaos.